C. Cover the passage and listen to it. Nowadays, most Japanese people take it for granted that baseball is a national game of Japan. Ken is no exception. Ken loves to watch baseball games. He sometimes goes to the Koshien Stadium to see the national inter-high school baseball tournaments that are held in the spring and summer every year. Two scenes in the tournaments always move him. First, just before the game starts, both of the teams rush out from the dugouts and line up by the home plate, and then they bow. Second, after the game is over, they bow at the plate again, where some players of the defeated team are crying. In fact, he does not care much about his favorite team winning or losing the game. What he cares about is how the players perform every single play, such as hitting, fielding, and running. He finds himself enjoying their tactics in the game. His feeling towards baseball may have been induced by Japanese budo or martial arts, such as judo, karate, aikido, and kendo. The martial arts do not aim at offending the opponent. They aim at profiting both the practicer and the opponent. Therefore, the winner is not to show off or show pride in his victory, but he must be thankful for being given the opportunity to excel due to the existence of the opponent. That is why they bow to each other in appreciation for everything that they shared during the match. In martial arts spirit, win is not an ultimate goal at all. The ultimate goal is everything begins with a bow and everything ends with a bow. This philosophy has so much to do with how Japanese look at baseball and why they adore it.